Welcome to Open My Eyes Podcast, where we learn to become our authentic selves, the best version of ourselves. I'm your host, Nathaniel DeWeese. Looking into how things seem to play out in life, sometimes it seems like things happen without explanation, without question, without reason behind it. Sometimes it just seems like things are pitted up against you, that no matter which way you turn, no matter which way you go, that something is always there to oppose you, that something is always there to face you, something's there to give you a hard time, to make it more difficult, to make it more complicated. It seems as if things are never really easy. And if there is times when things are easy, that the hard times or the difficult times are right around the corner. Sometimes it feels like it's never going to end, like it's never going to be over, like you're never going to be able to catch a break. I found myself in this place. I found myself in this place that took me over the edge. This place that had me questioning who I was. This place that had me wondering who I am. This place that caused me to feel sorry about me, to feel bad about me. This place that caused me despair. This place that caused me to feel like I was alone and by myself, ostracized, no one else around. No one understood what I was going through or what I was talking about. Even if I presented it the best way I could, it seemed as if no one understood it. That no one was able to comprehend this place. This place has took away my voice, has caused me to be silent. This place has caused me to go and to hide myself and to distance myself. This place has caused me to question my own sanity, my own mind, to question the very core of who I am. This place is called fear. Fear sometimes comes in and grabs you by the throat. It comes in and it dismantles your confidence. It breaks your security. It doesn't take much for fear to show up. Fear can show up in an instant. One thing can produce a lifetime of fear. One event, one tragedy, one bad experience, one exposure to thing can cause you to go into a place of fear that is hard to bounce back from, a place of fear that is hard to recover from, a place of fear to where you learn to start building walls up around that very thing that you fear. What causes you to build the wall? What causes you to begin to question your sanity? To begin to question your mindset? What was it that was so fearful and so tragic and so hurtful that caused you to enclose yourself where no one can touch you ever again? To where no one can have control again? To where you don't give anyone else the opportunity, because that fear rules you. The fear ruled my life for so long. I found myself in the cave, not a physical cave, but a mental cave. I would like to call this my caveman mentality. Why? Because the caveman mentality for me showed up and it kept me safe. It kept me protected. It kept me feeling like I can function throughout my life. And anytime anything came up against that comfort, the buddy of anxiety would show up. And anxiety would cause me to go back into my fear. Anxiety would cause me to stay in my fear. Fear owned me. Fear ruled me. Even if someone stretched out their hands and said, "Hey, let me help you through this day," it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough for someone to encourage me. It wasn't enough for someone to lift me up. It wasn't enough for someone to have faith in me. It wasn't enough for someone to say, "Hey, you got this." Because they could have said it all day. I didn't believe it. Fear convinced me that I was nothing, that I was a nobody, that I will always be as I am, that I would never come out of the cave. Fear ruled me. I gave it the power to rule me. I gave it the power to own me. I gave it the power to keep me in my own imprisonment, in my own mind. For so many years, I found myself paralyzed, unable to move, unable to go forward because of what I believed about myself. The lies and the ridicule that the fear had put inside of me, I realized that they were my own thoughts and I had imprisoned myself. That was the greatest revelation that I had when it came to coming out of the caveman mentality, the isolation mentality. You see, when you start to believe something long enough, it becomes your truth. When you start to practice something long enough, it becomes your behavior. And when you start to walk in something long enough, it becomes your identity. Fear and the fear of moving forward or moving out or beyond that thing which I was comfortable with became my very imprisonment. I had to come to the understanding that fear was there for a reason. Fear was there to keep me in balance, but when it's out of balance, it takes over. When it's out of balance, it takes control. Anything that is out of balance, whether you call it negative or positive, when it's out of balance, it turns into something else, rulership. It begins to own you. It takes your power away, and it causes you to believe that this is a safe choice. Being able to move beyond that takes practice and awareness. It takes ownership and honesty. I had to break the cycle of fear because I got tired of fear ruling me. I got tired of fear causing me to miss opportunities. I got tired of fear telling me that I wasn't good enough. I got tired of fear controlling me and owning my feelings. I got tired of feeling alone and afraid when I knew the opportunity was for me to move out and to go forward. But fear grabbed me and held me. So I had to break the cycle. And breaking the cycle wasn't easy. Breaking the cycle took consistency. Breaking the cycle took work. Breaking the cycle took me being honest with myself. I had to learn to sit in my fear. And I stopped pushing down my fear. I stopped suppressing my feelings and I started to acknowledge them because I realized the thing that came to keep me safe was the very thing that kept me bound. The thing that I needed to be free from was the very thing that was holding me hostage. So I had to regulate my fear. I sat down and I was uncomfortable, and anxiety showed up, and I recognized anxiety, and fear showed up, and I recognized fear, and that thing that gave fear its power, the entry point, the trauma, the remembrance, the pain, the thing that gave fear its power showed up. And I had to look it in the eye. I had to face it. And I had to own it. And when I owned it, my life changed. Because I realized that all this time I've been trying to push it down. That all this time I've been trying to run away from it. That all this time I've been trying to pretend like it didn't exist. All this time I was hurting and I was hurting and I was hurting. But yet I wouldn't move past it because it hurt too much. But I realized that that hurt was my salvation, that there was no need to try to forget the hurt or the pain or the suffering. There was no need to try to forget it because it was a part of me. And when I accepted the fact that that damaged part of me was a part of me, that the damaged good that I called it was a part of me. When I finally owned it, I became free. How did you become free? I became free because I stopped running away. I stopped hiding from every feeling, every reminder, everything that was familiar, everything that triggered it. I became more aware of how it affected me, how it ruled me, how it owned me. And I turned the tables and I said, I will not be your hostage anymore. You will not reside here anymore. You will not own me anymore. Because fear, guess what? You're a part of me. You are the thing that keeps me safe in dangerous situations. You are the thing that tells me to respond when my mind or when my physical reflexes can't even respond that fast. You are the thing that keeps me safe when something is lurking. You are the one that goes off and says, hold up, pay attention. So it's not my job to get rid of you, fear. It's my job to accept that you are part of who I am. That was my greatest victory, is the ownership of, hey, you are part of me. And because you are part of me, guess what? We're going to do this thing together. I own you, fear. There's some rule changes that have to happen here. I just want to let you know that you will not manage me. You will not control me. I will govern you. I will govern you by learning to understand what triggers me, what sets me off, what puts me in an uncomfortable place, what gives me anxiety. I will govern you by understanding my thoughts. I will govern you by not suppressing my feelings, by taking the time to really understand them for what they are, because I realize that they are there for me. They are there to guide me. They're there to protect me. They are there to keep me in check, and they are there to balance me. So the time of ownership and rulership and the time of you having your foot on my throat, oh, those times has changed. And we're walking into a new place to where I govern you. I own you. I put you under subjection because I make a choice to not walk in fear that destroys my progress, that destroys my connection, that destroys my relationships, that destroys my family, that destroys me and my opportunities, I make a declaration that I will stand and I will own you because I govern you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining today's podcast. I hope it was inspirational to you. Let's continue to build, inspire, and grow together. Until the next podcast. For your continual support, please follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thanks again.